Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring navigating the future, transformation and growth in global commodity markets, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses. From oil and gas to metals and minerals, these markets are facing a decade defined by volatility, technological disruption, and geopolitical tension. But how can businesses navigate this complexity and turn uncertainty into opportunity? A decade of disruption is underway in global commodity markets. What are the main forces currently reshaping these markets?
We're seeing three major drivers. First, geopolitical volatility. Sanctions, tariffs, and policy shifts are directly affecting supply and pricing. Second, technological disruption. AI-driven forecasting, blockchain for transparency, and predictive analytics are redefining trading. And third, the energy transition is creating new demand for metals like lithium, copper, and aluminum as industries converge across energy, mobility, and technology.
So companies are being challenged on multiple fronts simultaneously. Policy, technology, and demand changes.
Exactly. And the pace of change is faster than ever, which is why strategic foresight is critical.
Let's talk about what's pushing commodity prices higher.
Geopolitical disruptions, such as supply shifts orchestrated by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries Plus, or conflicts affecting global shipping routes, can quickly tighten supply. Structural demand from green energy technologies is driving metals such as copper, aluminum, and lithium higher. At the same time, production constraints, including environmental, social, and governance regulations, energy shortages, and operational shutdowns, further limit supply.
And on the flip side, what could pull prices down?
Weak global growth, such as China's real estate slowdown or sluggish manufacturing in the US and EU, high inventory levels, and adoption of renewables reducing fossil fuel demand can put downward pressure on prices. Businesses need strategies that can adapt to both upward spikes and downward pressure.
How are technology and policy intersecting to reshape trade flows?
Protectionism is reshaping trade routes, such as Indonesia's ban on raw nickel exports or tariffs on copper in the United States of America, which redirect global flows. At the same time, artificial intelligence is accelerating demand prediction, and blockchain technology is improving transparency in metal sourcing. The energy transition is creating entirely new commodity corridors, from liquefied natural gas investments to lithium self-sufficiency goals. Companies that are not tracking these shifts risk being blindsided.
So it's about agility and intelligence, seeing the bigger picture and responding in real time. Where do you see the biggest opportunities in the next few years?
Two stand out. First, U.S. copper production localization. Tariffs and policy support could stimulate domestic supply, creating regional realignment opportunities. Second, the rise of non-organization of the petroleum exporting countries oil supply. US, Brazil, and Guyana are becoming key production anchors, which helps balance exposure to traditional organization of the petroleum exporting countries risks.
So companies can hedge risk and position for growth by anticipating these structural changes. Looking further ahead, what emerging trends should businesses be watching?
The Belt and Road Initiative is driving mineral extraction in Africa and Latin America. Arctic shipping routes could shorten Asia-Europe transit times, shifting trade dynamics. And AI, blockchain, and IoT are making supply chains leaner, more resilient, and more transparent. Firms need to evolve logistics, trading, and procurement models to stay competitive.
So the next 5 years will redefine commodity strategies entirely. To wrap up, what's the key message for companies navigating global commodity markets?
Price volatility isn't going away, but with the right predictive tools, scenario planning, and strategic foresight, it can become a source of opportunity rather than risk. Agility, intelligence, and forward-looking strategies will define success in this decade.
Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.